Sabbath blessing to each and every one in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone, and for the dear ones that will be listening to recording in the later day. We would like to say Sabbath blessing to all of you on this beautiful Sabbath, August 19, 2017. This is lesson 244, chapter 52, entitled The Divine Shepherd, and we will be discussing part two. Our opening hymn is entitled, I Trust in God Wherever I May Be.
I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. I'm untimely on the stormy sea. Through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the rose an object of His care. He guides the eagle to the pathless air. And surely He remembers me. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know He cares for me. I'm mountainly on the stormy sea. Through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, for in the lion's den, on battlefield, or in the prison pen, through praise or blame, through flood or flame, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. I'm mountainly on the stormy sea. Through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. The valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but oh, the Shepherd God is over His lovely sheep. And through the gloom, He leads me home. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know He cares for me. I'm on thin feet on the stormy sea.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank You for in the spirit of all this blessed day. We thank You for in the spirit to wake us up this morning, having another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in Your sight with Thy knowing. I pray that You may be able to comfort us. Let us remember what is true and what is false and what is right from wrong. I pray that You may be able to comfort us if we are ever sick or hurt. I pray that You be with us as we continue in knowing much and in today's Sabbath. Let us be able to remember what is true and what is. I pray that You may be able to comfort us with, well, if we have troubles that we can't handle ourselves, but that You may be able to help us be able to handle it. I pray that You may be able to and strengthen us. Let us be able to be strong and of a good courage. Let us be able to keep on doing our best to preaching others, to teaching others anything in any way we can to help them follow you and to continue in doing the work that we were destined to do, to keep on preaching the word to any person in any country or any race or any part of the world. Be with our brethren, whoever they may be, whether they be at home or traveling or anywhere else. Let us be able to also keep on giving more love to thee, and that you may be able to keep on show mercy and love to us help in whatever we do. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being in the land you promised us, and open our eyes that we may behold the wondrous things of your law. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious morning. Amen.
Amen. Our open scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29, from the King James Version, and it reads, "The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled, The Divine Shepherd, in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, just a minute, blah, blah.
Ezekiel 34:4. The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick. Neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, for force or with cruelty have ye ruled them. John 10:1. Verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber.
John 10:2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. John 10:3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. John 10:4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Amen. And continuing, Genesis 31:40. Thus I was in the day that drought consumed me, and frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 477 through 478. We are in Desire of Ages, page 477. Blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 477. Christ is the door to the fold of God. Through this door, all his children from the earliest times have found entrance. In Jesus, as shown in types, as shadowed in symbols, as manifested in the revelation of the prophets, as unveiled in the lessons given to his disciples, and the miracles wrought for the sons of men, they beheld the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. And through him they are brought within the fold of his grace. Many have come presenting other objects for the faith of the world. Ceremonies and systems have been devised by which men hope to receive justification and peace with God, and thus find entrance to his fold. But the only door is Christ, and all who have interposed something to take the place of Christ, all who have tried to enter the fold in some other way, are thieves and robbers. Desire of Ages, page 477, paragraph 3. And on the slide in the middle, it says, quote, in Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and in vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, who is the door to the fold of God, and what has Jesus shown us in types, shadowed in symbols, and manifested in the revelation of the prophet unveiled in the lesson given to his disciple? If you know the answer to these questions, dear ones, blah, blah.
The answer is, Christ is the door. All who have interposed something to take the place of Christ, All who have tried to enter the fold in some other way are thieves and robbers, and they have beheld. They have beheld the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Through him they are brought within the fold of his grace.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John. And the chapter is 1, verses 29 to 34. This is taken from Desire of Ages, Memory Verses, CD, Volume 3. Praise the Lord, Sister Lane, that you have on sound. Brother Dave will still be praying for your computer. And let us continue in our lesson, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 478 reads, "The Pharisees had not entered by the door. They had climbed into the fold by another way than Christ. And they were not fulfilling the work of the true shepherd. The priests and rulers, the scribes and Pharisees, destroyed the living pastures and defiled the wellsprings of the water of life. Faithfully do the words of inspiration describe those false shepherds. The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them." Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 4. This is Desire of Ages, page 478, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. Did the Pharisees enter by the door, who is Christ Jesus? And what do the words of inspiration describe of these priests, rulers, the scribes, and Pharisees? False shepherds faithfully, if you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Blah, blah, blah.
The answer is no. They had climbed to the fold by another way than Christ, and they were not fulfilling the work of the true shepherd. And the disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them.
Listen, everyone. Desire Ages 478. In all ages, the philosopher and teacher have been presenting to the world theories by which who satisfied the soul need. Every heathen nation has been his great teacher on religious system, offering some other means of redemption than Christ. Turning the eyes of men away from the Father face and filling their hearts with fear of Him who has given them holy blessing. The trend of their work is to rob God of that which is His own, both by creation and by redemption. And these false teachers rob men as well. Millions of human beings have bound down under the false religion in the bondage of slavish fear, of stuttering indifference, toiling like the beast of the burden, being red of hope or joy or inspiration here, and with only a dull fear of the hereafter. Is the gospel of grace of God alone that can uplift the soul. Amen. In the slide next, it says, Matthew 15:8-9, "These people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but in their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines a commandment of men." Identify false teachers. Matthew 7:15, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but in what they are raving wolves, moving in grace of God." Titus 2:11-14, King James Version, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying God ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearance of our great God in our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity." Amen. And purify unto himself a peculiar people, a zealous of good work. Amen.
The Garb Ages, page 478. "The contemplation of the love of God manifested in his Son will stir the heart and arouse the powers of the soul as nothing else can. Christ came that he might recreate the image of God in men, and whoever turns men away from Christ is turning them away from the source of true development. He is defrauding them of the hope and purpose and glory of life. He is a robber and deceit." The Garb Ages, page 478, paragraph 2. And on the slide it says here, "Thank you, Lord, for loving us all." And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16, and it's also quoted here, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Revelation 22:14. It says here also, Revelation 14:12, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." And it shows a picture of a robber and the seed of them entering in the way that they're not supposed to. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What two things have the philosophers and teachers been presenting to the world, and how do they rob God? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the world theories by which to satisfy the soul's need, turning the eyes of men away from the Father's face, and filling their hearts with fear of him who has given them only blessing. and the trend of their work is to rob God of that which is his own, both by creation and by redemption.
Amen.
Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 33, verse 15, from the section Scripture Songs, Promise.
If the wicked restore the pledge, give a gift that ye have wronged, walk in the statutes of love, without committing iniquity, ye shall surely live, ye shall not die. Ezekiel 33:15.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, who have these false teachers also robbed besides God? And in what ways have they done this to men? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, blah, blah.
The answer is, these false teachers rob man as well. Millions of human beings are bound down under false religions, in the bondage of slavish fear, of stolid indifference, toiling like beasts of burden, bereft of hope or joy or aspiration here, and with only a dull fear of the hereafter.
Desire of Ages, page 478. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Christ is both the door and the shepherd. He enters in by himself. It is through his own sacrifice that he becomes the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. On the side it says that Jesus is our good shepherd. And in Revelation 14:4, these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. Who is the one that entered in by the door, and how did he accomplish that? And who will hear his voice and will follow him? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, good luck.
The answer is the shepherd of the sheep. Christ is both the door and the shepherd. He enters in by himself. It is through his own sacrifice that he becomes the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them.
Continuing the reading. Of all creatures, the sheep is one of the most timid and helpless. And in the East, the shepherds care for his flock in untiring and incessant. Of all creatures, the sheep is one of the most timid and helpless. And in the East, the shepherd care for his flock is untiring and incessant. Anciently, as now, there was little security outside of the walled towns. Marauders from the roving borders tribes are beasts of prey from the hiding places. In the rocks, lay in wait to plunder the flocks. The shepherd watched his charge, knowing that it was at the peril of his own life. And on the slide, it says, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care. And it says, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willing, not for a filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 21, King James Version, and continue on the next slide. Jacob, who kept the flocks of Laban in the pasture's grounds of Haran, describing his unwearied labor, said, In the day that drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Genesis chapter 31, verse 40. It was while guarding his father's sheep that the boy David single-handed encountered the lion and the bear and rescued from their teeth the stolen lamb. Desire of Ages, page 478, paragraph 4.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls. How are the sheep described in the paragraph? And how is the shepherd's care for his flock and his labor mentioned in the paragraph as well? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, double up.
The answer is, of all creatures, the sheep is one of the most timid and helpless. And the shepherd's care for his flock is untiring and incessant. The shepherd watched his charge, knowing that it was at the peril of his own life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verses 2 and 3.
Shall I be saved from my enemies? I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, worthy to be praised. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buffer, the horn of my salvation and my high tower, I will trust. I will
call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Psalm 18:2-3. Amen. This scripture song was taken from Scripture Singer in the section Prayer. Dear ones, we have come safely to the end of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the area where we ask our little ones to come very close because it's story time.
It's story time, kids. We praise the Lord that at least one of these computers is working. Today, choose Christ as our captain. That's our leader. And he said, as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said to him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? Joshua 5:14. This is when Joshua was getting ready to go to the battle of Jericho. When Joshua went forth in the morning before taking Jericho, that was the first city that they encountered after entering Canaan, there appeared before him a warrior or a soldier, fully equipped for battle. You watch that for the little coming down there.
Okay.
He had his sword, he had his shield and his helmet, and he was ready to go to fight. And Joshua asked, art thou for us or for our adversaries? In other words, are you a friend or are you an enemy? And he said, as captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? If the eyes of Joshua had been opened, like the servant of Elijah, he could have endured the sight. He would have seen the angels of the Lord encamped around about the children of Israel. Now, a camp is where people spend short times when they're not at home. That's the only way I can explain it. If I do it right, you won't understand the words. For the trained army of heaven had come to fight for the people of God, and the captain of the Lord's host was there to command. That's Jesus. It was not Israel, but the captain of the Lord's host that took Jericho. But Israel had their part to act to show their faith in the captain of their salvation. Jesus is the captain of his people. Battles are to be fought every day, a great warfare is going on over every soul between the Prince of Darkness and the Prince of Life. Did you know that Jesus and the devil were fighting over you? Each wants you to join their side. Are you going to join Jesus' group or are you going to join the devil's group? There's a great battle to be fought, but you are not to do the main fighting here. As God's agent, you are to yield yourselves to be obedient to him that he may plan and direct and fight the battle for you with your cooperation. That means you're going to work with him. The Prince of Life, Jesus, is the head of his work. He is to be with you in your daily battle with self, that you may be true to principle. That passion or anger, when warring for the mastery, one that gets the mastery is the winner, may be subdued or conquered by the grace of Christ, that you may come off more than conquerors through him who hath loved us. Jesus has been over the ground. In other words, Jesus walked the path that we're walking. He knows the power of every temptation. He knows how hard it is to resist doing wrong. He knows just how to meet every emergency. Jesus knows how to deal with every temptation and how to guide you through every path of danger. He who has given his precious life because he loved you and wanted you to be happy will be a captain who will always be mindful of your interests. He knows what's best for us. Sons and Daughters of God, page 160. And the verse again. And he said, as captain of the hosts of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? Joshua 5:14. Thank you for listening, even though it was through a different computer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we both was working from the different computer. And praise God. A mighty is he. And that captain of the host that Joshua was before, it was Michael, Christ Jesus. Next week, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled The Divine Shepherd in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, Babala.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you our honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to still be able to partake of the children's Sabbath school lessons, dear Father God. I pray, despite all the technical difficulties that we were facing at the beginning, but thank you, Lord, because the work has to be done and the seeds has to be watered, dear Father God, I pray. Lord Jesus, please continue to be with each and every one of us that are here today. Please, dear Father, open up our eyes, our ears, and our hearts, dear Father God. And most importantly, please send your Holy Spirit to encamp about us so that we may focus upon your words and not be deterred by anything around us, dear Father God. Truly help us to meditate upon the words that are going to be taught today, dear Father God, because we need to be prepared for the coming days, dear Father God. There are so many things that are happening around the world, dear Father. Help us truly to not look towards those things, but to look towards a thus saith the Lord. Man cannot save man, dear Father God, but only through your name we can be saved. So, Lord, I pray, help us to focus upon what it is that we are supposed to focus upon, which is you, dear Father, I pray. And, Lord, truly help us to be prepared for your coming so that no one will be lost. Please, Lord, I pray also that you heal all the sick and the afflicted. Touch each and every one of them as you know them by names, dear Father God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, dear Father God, I pray. And make them whole according to your perfect will, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. in our lives. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body to hinder anything to your throne. Thank you, Lord, for making a way and for being the way, the door through which we could come through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I stand in agreement, sister. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be chapter 52, The Divine Shepherd, part 3, that will be held on August 26, 2017. I would like to thank all the precious little ones, mommies and daddy, and also our guests for participating in the reading. I hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and we also prepare activity for the whole family to enjoy and to continue this beautiful dialogue, especially in these days. There is no more beautiful prayer than the one that David had said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Truly, this is the time that we must become sheep to follow our true shepherd, which is Christ Jesus, that he may be able to guide us in this wilderness experience that we are going to go through, where our water and our bread will be sure. God bless each and every one of you, and may you all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath. And may the Lord take a live coal from the altar and put it in the mouth of our dear brother Bob, that he may continue, that we may continue to be refreshed by the word of life, to have the ability and the strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to carry it forth and bring it home to our soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, everyone.